So please welcome Can Do Jack.
I'm not pissed like in England, which in England getting pissed is getting drunk. And United States, we do it differently, don't we? We just wipe out your country, man. But we're not going down that road. Because I had this beautiful plant. I have a friend. He's a chef, and he's he's a really good farmer. And his folks have a good place in Atascadero with acreage. So he just quit work for a while, and he's been taking care of the place. So he gave me this really beautiful plant, and I worked with this plant, and it's as though the plant said, fuck you, I'm not growing anything. And I said, but you have to, you're a marijuana plant. And it went on that way for a while. And it finally died. And we sat and had a bowl and talked about the possible reasons for its demise. And after a while, we didn't care anymore. But that has nothing to do with the story that I am trying to think of to tell you tonight, because I'm not used to being first. I'm used to being able to sit there and in between think of something to tell you. So let's go this way. Over the years, I'm a programmer. I'm a computer programmer. I'm not an engineer. If it's my theme, my slogan was always, if it's software, I can fix it. If it's hardware, then you need to find an engineer. Because I'm not getting up from my desk. Anyway, it's not my thing, you know. I worked 40 years in the industry. I was all over the place. I had some failures, some successes. But really, at heart, I'm a writer and I'm a poet. And when I came here, I sat the poetry chair for the Arts Council, and we did some things, and I ran a couple of poetry gigs around. But I'm really not a computer type person, but you know what? They gave me a hell of a lot of money, and I took it, and so I became a programmer. Hey, I'm switchable. And one of the greatest parts of it was that over the years I became a teacher, and when people wanted to know how something worked, and then they said, well, go see Jack, and I'd wind up spending half my day showing somebody something. And then when we formed Amadeus, which is the world's largest travel data system, and it came out of the European airlines. It was a consortium, and I had worked at each of these airlines, so I had an in. I knew each of these people. So when they decided to put the computer part of it in, the operations part of it in Munich, I was delighted, because I had also gotten into paragliding. And to be a good paraglider, you need a mountain, because wind comes up against mountains, it thermals, and it comes up, and that's what you lift on. And when you can't find one, you're going to go down. So I had a sign on the front of my door, because they call me a thrill seeker, and the sign said, he's also a damn good systems analyst. And at the same time, they were doing something in there that I had not seen before, but was came about in the Weimar Republic, and in the Weimar Republic, which preceded Hitler, that was one of the greatest societies we've known. It was like they say, okay, we went that way, and now we're going to turn and we're going to do the opposite. And this was still some of my friends at Amadeus were wearing signs that says, "Please do not bring up the war." And as you talk to people, you realize that it wasn't easy for them either afterward. And it won't be easy for us either when we have to start putting our own stuff back together. You understand? But we're not going that way. But the Weimar Republic had a good thing, and that was that that in every business of any size, every corporation, for every so many people, they have somebody there, and that person is a normal employee. But that person's other job is to observe inequities in the employee population. Like maybe somebody's in a room where everybody smokes, and smoke is big in Europe. I don't care what kind of hiding they do. Smoke is big in Europe. So this group called the Works Council, it's called the Works Council. I passed by the cafeteria one day, which was also the meeting area, and there were a bunch of people in there, and they were speaking German, the company language was English, because we had people from all over from 27 countries. We had people. So they were talking about this works council where people got, ever so many people, there was somebody to watch. So, okay, so I joined this. I was the only foreigners. And everybody else coming in thought it was some kind of a union, so they hated me and they hated anything about that. So as far as management climbing, that did that in, but that didn't matter because I had gotten into this and I was going to do it. And so one of the neat things was, I don't know if you, no, you don't remember. Time, it was still, they had just split up a couple of years before. The Works Council was still there, but the company was really an English company or English language. So anyway, I joined this and was hated for it. But I was delighted because when in East Germany, the hated, despised leader, prime minister, or what they call it, we'll call him prime minister, in Germany was Honecker. Does that name ring a bell? It will for a lot of people because, anyway, he was despised and he was hated. And right in Berlin, near the wall, actually, was a huge area, probably, 20 acres, and that was Honecker's summer house. So when it went to the West, it became his summer house became an educational center for the government. So things like labor law and all courses for labor law and everything to do with the government came out. It was a delight to go to this Honecker's summer house and learn something about labor law in Germany. Okay, at the same time, Somebody came and they said, you know how to teach stuff, and the training manager is retiring, and we understand that you can teach. And I said, okay, I have done that, and yeah, okay. And so they said, will you build us a training system? And I said, you want a real training system? Because up to that time, training, going off on a course, was some manager's way of a lanyap, something special for a special employee. They would get to go, well, they wouldn't learn anything. The course meant nothing. They were just going somewhere to party for a week. And I said, there'll be none of that. And so I built a system that kept track of every employee. And I did all this. I said, you don't get to touch it. Is that the first thing? You don't get to touch it. I built it. I will run it. And the normal rest of the company doesn't get to touch it. And nobody's going on vacation saying that they're going to take a course. And so we did that. And it turned out that since I was in the Works Council, if they couldn't fire anybody without the approval of the Works Council. And so if somebody had trouble and the training program didn't deliver, then they would come to me, and we would get them a training program that would work, and we would help adjust them to success. And so that's what I did for 5 years. There was a evil manager that I had fought. He was kind of like, never mind. You can't relate to society without bringing up this, the guys in my face all day long. Okay. There was an evil manager, and I had seen him extort money from different sources over the period, and everybody knew it. And so this evil manager gloated about the fact that I was under his control and training was under his control. And I said, you know what? If I'm supposed to work for you, I quit. And you know what that means, pal? In Germany, I know you're not from here, but in Germany, the labor law says that if I quit, I have to give the company 6 months' notice. So I will go down today, and I will give the company 6 months' notice. And you know what? You're going to take over training starting today, and you're going to bring in somebody, and you're going to tear down everything I've built, because I know you. And I love to speak truth to power. But power is a funny thing, dude. In the next 6 months, by the time I walk out that door, and by the time you've destroyed my training system, I will have destroyed your reputation. And everybody, this side of the pond, and most people on the other side of the pond, are going to know that you, sir, are an asshole. Thank you very much.